Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman. We're with John Mayo. I'm excited because you were on the show before.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Talked about spring fishing, and a lot of people commented and go, man, you need to have him on again. Well, guess what? Pulled some strings. I didn't pull strings. I came down to the Sore Lipa Mall event, and John's here, and he's graciously going to show us some of these hot tips that he has for summer. You like that? Hot tips, summer. Tell us, you guide here.
Yes, sir.
Tell us where you guide at.
So we got Grenada, Enid, and Sardis. Okay. And we got all year long.
Right.
And right now we're transitioning from spawning, springtime fishing, over to summer. Fish are transitioning out to the main lake, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
All right, let's talk about it. Summer's hot. Ugh.
So,
but you still go fishing year-round.
Still go year-round. Went this morning, caught a limit of fish here on Sardis. And, you know, everyone hears us talk about, of course, we're here at Les Smith's Crappie Compound, my big brother's place. And you're going to get to hear all about power trolling. But crankbait season, long lining, that all started right here on these lakes. But we're going to talk about something a little bit different.
Okay.
You know, the big thing now is live scoping. So we've transitioned out. Fish are in anywhere from about 18 to 25 foot of water. We actually caught our last fish today in 43.7 foot of water.
Wow.
Fish was about 4 foot deep.
Uh-huh.
So one of our favorite techniques this time of year for us live scoping, we put our long poles up and we go to casting. I've got a couple rods here that I'm going to talk about, two of my favorites.
All right.
So my 16th to 8th ounce rod is going to be the B&M Ultimate, 7.5 foot. I cast a 16th to an 8th ounce on this rod, pretty light. Okay. I've got a crappie magnet roux, and we'll talk a little bit about a hot tip on it a little bit later. But this is the actual rod I used this morning, actual bait. It's an 8th ounce. And so,
and we'll talk about color, too, when you get to that, too.
Water's muddied up. We've got about 6 inches of rain this week, you know, and, I mean, this is the actual bait that I just fished with a couple hours ago. So this is my lighter weight rod that I like, and then when I transition over to my heavier weight, I go over to the Godwin Crappie Cast. I basically 3/8 quarter ounce when fish get a little bit deeper.
Right.
Same exact bait. Use a crappie magnet roux. It's pretty well. We used it all last summer, and that is, it's just the right profile, the right size, and works for us. We will go over to a slab curly, just like you would use power trolling later on once the water clears up a little bit. But right now, this is just the right size and profile. You know, we've done exceptionally well with it the last few days. And but that's my main two rods that I really, really like far as you know, casting to open water fish.
Right.
And
so tell us about how you're targeting these fish. How do you know where to find them?
So right now, and Les has been out, we fished the east end of the lake. Today we fished, we put in at the dam, and we fished the west end of the lake. We've kind of put a little pattern together. Anywhere at the mouth of a creek, these fish have been in the creek, they've been spawning, and they're on their way back out. From one end of the lake to the other, we fish main lake points, we fish secondary points. The best location right now is at the mouth of the creeks.
And then where will they move to, say, by June, July?
So June, July, they will transition out to the river channel. All the fish will move to the river channel. They'll move to main lake points off of the river channel, and they will migrate toward the dam. By August, they will be at the dam in 30 to 40 foot of water. And now they will get deeper throughout the summer, but once the thermocline sets up, those fish will be above the thermocline.
And during the summer, what does the thermocline say in July, August? What does it usually run?
Anywhere from about 15 foot down to about 18 foot. It's usually about where it sets up. You know, we saw big schools of shad today. Shad are starting to school up on the main lake.
Right.
All of the bait fish today were at the mouths of creeks.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really just now getting started. It's just going to get better. The hotter it gets, the clearer the water gets. They're not pulling any water, letting any water out of the reservoirs, out of the dams right now.
Wow.
So the lake's coming up on a slow rise, but it is just now getting time for all this to transition over to summertime fishing.
Okay, so tell us, so let's say you spot some crappie on your graph, on your live scope. Tell us how you're going to approach them and how you're going to cast that spinning rod over to them.
So all of these fish are strictly open water fish. They're on no structure whatsoever. So we'll spot them on live scope. I usually look out about 60 foot when I'm searching for fish. I like to get them inside of 30 foot, make it a pretty easy cast. Today fish were from 2 to 8 foot deep in the water column. It was kind of funny today. They want the bait moving. We tried long poling the fish, so we kind of figured out a little pattern. If they were 7 foot or shallower, we cast to them.
Right.
If they were 7 foot or deeper, we would long pole them, you know, with a heavy weight and jig. The fish that are toward the surface of the water are extremely aggressive. Extremely.
Oh.
You couldn't outrun them. You could reel as fast as you wanted to. They'd run it down and eat it. But it should get better throughout the week. We're supposed to have some sunshine later in the week, light winds, and it's gonna get better every day.
So in the summertime, say on a typical trip in July or August, what would a normal trip look like? What time would you start?
So we're going to start at daylight. You know, we're here in Mississippi. It's going to get extremely hot.
So you start at 4?
We'll start at the crack of daylight. Now, by July and August, the water will clear up. We'll transition more over into a trolling technique a lot of times. But we will still, if we can't get a pattern going trolling, we will go back to open water casting.
Uh-huh.
Power trolling, pulling crankbaits down here in the summertime. You know, it's just the way to go if that pattern will hold up.
Right.
You know, you get a good windy day, you just can't hardly beat pulling crankbaits.
Right.
A little tougher water conditions, power trolling out the front, crankbaiting out the back of the boat. That's the way to go on windy conditions.
Right.
If you get a good calm day, someone wants to come down, learn live scoping. You can literally go out and catch as many fish as you want to casting in the summertime. We can go to Enid in summertime a lot of days and catch 60, 70 fish.
Really?
They'll start schooling. Majority of our fish are white crappie.
Uh-huh.
When we say schools, they're not anything like black crappie. We'll see a school of fish anywhere from 3 or 4 fish up to about 15 fish.
Right.
And they'll be over the main, pretty close to the main river channel, creek bend, stuff like that off the river. And it will get, the hotter it gets, clearer the water gets, the better it gets.
Oh, really?
So it, if you can stand the heat, it is a ton of fun to do. But that's our biggest struggle here is the heat in the summertime.
Are you guiding out of the same boat then?
Yes, sir.
When you're trolling?
Yes, sir. I fish out of a 21-foot Skeeter, ZXR. I've got it set up, you name it, we can do it out of it. From slow trolling, you know, power trolling, crank baiting, long lining, live scoping. If you can catch a crappie any way you want to catch it, we can do it out of that boat.
Talk about your bait there. And cause you talked about those white crappie chasing stuff down.
So Jeff Smith come out with this roux, and we had this bait as soon as, before it ever hit the market. And as soon as we got it in our hands, we used a single color all last summer. And the color was Tennessee Shad.
Yeah.
Well, they put this pocket in the bottom of it, put a hole in it to insert scent. Well, I've always tinkered with stuff. I make all of my own jig heads, and I'm always thinking about different things, different ways to make it a little bit better. So as soon as I saw that hole, I really got to thinking, did a lot of research. So last summer, I ran a rattle in that hole. My thought was, we've pulled crankbaits here for years.
Right.
And every crankbait I've ever seen had a rattle in it. And that's a summertime technique, born and raised right here in Mississippi. So I've got several different rattles, and kind of went through, see what I could find. And the pole that I actually fished with, the rod I actually fished with this morning, actually has a rattle in the bait. In this dirtier water, I think it makes a little bit of difference. You can cast out to the fish. Soon as the bait gets pretty close to it, twitch it a little bit. And I really, you know, water's a conductor of sound. You know, it magnifies sound. I think it made a lot of difference today. We actually casted a bait without a rattle and one with a rattle. I think it made a little bit of difference today. I really do. Especially on the fish down 7-8 foot deep. You know, it just may be something in my head that, but I've always thought when I saw that, you know, a crankbait, a pico, all your different crankbaits have rattles in them. And no one's ever made a jig that would rattle.
Right.
And so we've got it, we've got a jig now that's got a little rattle in it. And so going to do some more playing with it, see how it goes.
Also tell us a little bit more about summer fishing, because summer fishing, you talked about going to different reservoirs. That's one of the advantages, because you're kind of centrally located here, that you can go to those different ones, right?
You know, Enid's well known for the numbers of fish per acre, just so many more fish. One of the big keys that I see in the summertime, when we're talking about July, August, dead center of summertime, you start out in the morning, and we kind of learned this with 2D sonar, but now with the live scope, you can really see it. Early in the morning, the fish will be up in the water column. Soon as the sun comes up around 8 o'clock in the morning, you start feeling it hit you, start warming up in the morning. Those fish will continually usually drop down in the water column throughout the day. But, biggest key, pay attention, especially if you're trolling, whether it be crankbaits, power trolling, pay attention to the depth of your fish. You know, if you catch fish early in the morning and all of a sudden the bite just kind of slows down, drop down some poles. A lot of times those fish will drop down in the summertime, because our water does get really clear here in the summertime, typically around July. I mean, you can see the prop on your trolling motor, so we've got 2-3 foot of visibility, you know, a lot of times in the summer.
And the water's hot, right?
It will.
The average temperature in, say, August for...
So today, water temp was 74 degrees here on Sardis Lake. It's not unusual to see it get in the upper 80s, low 90s here in the summer. I mean, it will get hot, hot, hot.
And then typically all those crappie that were up shallow, up in the upper arms, they're all moving down.
They will. They'll normally migrate back down toward the dam, back to the west. These fish run the same pattern every year. These fish have gone to the east as far as they could go. They've spawned, and they're migrating back down the lake now, coming out these creek mouths. And by August, they'll be out on the river channels in front of the dam. They'll be out deep water, cool water, coolest water they can find typically. Right. And, you know, it's just a fun way to fish down here in summertime.
And they're plump. Right?
They are.
They
are. We caught some really, really good fish today. I mean, we just got a limit out. We caught 20 this morning. I think our biggest fish was probably around a 210, but we had several 170s, 180s today. Uh-huh. Really good fish. Enid, the fish typically run a little smaller. Yeah. I don't know why, but they're a little poorer down there right now. And they always are after the spawn, but by end of June, July, they'll start feeding back up on shad. Grenada right now, fish look really healthy. But the Enid fish are always poor after the spawn, and I've never figured out why. It's just always been that way. But fish here on Sardis right now look really, really, really good. Some of the best fish I've seen for this time of the year in a long time.
Oh, good. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. And since we're down here for the Sore Lip of Mall event, we have to talk about crankbaits. Pico Lures has a bunch of crankbaits. A lot of colors, actually, some of them were designed for fishing down on these reservoirs. So the darker ones and the brighter ones seem to be very popular that are down here. Don't overlook Beach Ball. That's a hot color almost everywhere, but a good color that's down this way. So D-Win is a good color. It's down here. So check them out online at picolures.com. The Fishing Guide Podcast is also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, they have a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. They have so many crappie fishing rods, it's insane. You have to check those out. But they also have rods for catfishing. They got rods for trout fishing, saltwater, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing with and catch fish with. So make sure you check their rods out and all their products at bnmpoles.com. John, if they want to go out fishing with you, even in a hot part of summer, but they can go early.
That's right.
Well, give us your contact information.
So they can give me a call, 662-458-1122. Look us up at JH Guide Service on Facebook. We've got several podcasts, videos out. We pretty well fish all the way to about Thanksgiving, and we'll start back right after Grizzly Jig Show in February.
All right, sounds good. Do you have a Facebook page if they want to check that out?
We do. You can look me up on Facebook, John Mayo. We're just a bunch of old school rednecks down here that love to fish.
What I like to say, if they don't want to go in the summer, they should have went in the spring and they could have got in the water and went fishing. So if you missed that this year, go fishing this summer with John and then turn around, book a trip for this spring and get it in early so you get that trip.
That's still our favorite way. John Harrison, myself, still love to wade. Still my favorite way to catch them, you know, usually middle of March through the middle of April. This year, the water level didn't get up quite quick enough, but right. We still caught quite a few fish waiting.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the just funnest way you'll ever catch them. Hand-to-hand combat, I call it.
That's right. There you go. It sounds good. Like I always like to end the shows, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.